and she's been with us for 4 years interning, and before that 4 years as a TDer, so this makes it like her eighth year in the TD family, so good to have her. Actually, who's studying linguistics? Are you studying linguistics? Okay, this girl is studying linguistics. She's like in her senior year of like linguistic analysis or something. So anyway, excited to have Abigail come and share with us. So are you excited too?
Yeah.
All right. Let's have Abigail come. All right. Okay, Abigail. This is what we gotta kind of keep it in your hand or something. All right.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Ni hao. Well, it's good to be here with everyone and share a dinner together with, a meal together with our TD family. And as we know, as Thanksgiving is coming up, we talk a lot about, you know, of course, giving thanks. And when we think of Thanksgiving or giving thanks, I think usually we would think of the outward expression of it with expressing it in words or loudly saying it or something like that. But as I was reading through the Bible this week and in my own study, I'm wondering how to re-explore this idea of Thanksgiving and what's behind it. I thought, what does the original translation say about this word Thanksgiving? So this is more like, I would say, an exploration of what the Bible says Thanksgiving is and what the word actually means, rather than like a big, me talking at you. So I started with the Old Testament because it is, where everything started. And I looked up the word Thanksgiving and to see what that English word, what it translates to, what it was translated from the Hebrew, because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And then there's actually three different Hebrew words that translate into Thanksgiving. The first of which is huyeda, and apologies if my Hebrew is not good. Robert might know more. But that translates to songs of praise, so that's what we usually think of, the outward expression of praise and thanks. That's only used once in Nehemiah. But the second one is used more, it's called toda. And what's interesting is that it actually centers around the concept of confession and then praise. So that one is translated 32 times, and it's surprisingly, it was used in Leviticus several times. And the last one, which is used the most, is yada, and that one means to give thanks, to laud, or to praise, to confess again. So there's the idea of confession again. Confessing the name of God or confessing sin. Interestingly enough, yada is usually translated as praise instead of thanksgiving. So the word thanksgiving doesn't actually show up that much in our English translation of our Bibles, more like 35 times. But yada is actually in the Bible 114 times. But that's because it's translated not as thanksgiving every single time it's used, but rather it's also translated as praise, give thanks, and confess. Those are, or thanks, make confession, things like that. So this idea of confession and praise, it keeps popping up. And I was wondering why. So it seems that thanksgiving in the Old Testament, when it is used, is really dependent on confession. And that's so different from what we usually think of when we say, okay, so we we outwardly give thanks using our words and express that. It instead starts with like an inward acknowledgement then that we don't measure up to God's standard. You have to start there first. And then in doing that, as Robert mentioned, we are His created. We acknowledge that we are His created. He is the creator. He is the standard. That He is perfect. He's sovereign. And that He's the ultimate authority. And then praise instead would be an outward expression of this confession, which is why it would explain why it's translated as confession and praise a lot in the Old Testament. And then, like I mentioned before, it's used a few times in Leviticus, and that really caught my attention because you usually think of Leviticus as a book of rules, and when we read it, and I know including myself, it's super hard to get through Leviticus sometimes because you think it's so far removed from, like, we don't do these rituals anymore or follow these Israelite laws and things like that. But Thanksgiving, as the word, shows up quite a bit in Leviticus. And it shows up, I found, in the context of rituals and confessions. And they both use the words toda and yada. So it kind of shows that Thanksgiving in the rule book of Leviticus, because it shows it there. It's a command. It's not just something we do. It's something that's commanded of us. And it's always used in context of, for example, in Leviticus 7:12-13, you're offering, he shall offer with the Thanksgiving sacrifice 11 loaves mixed with bread, mixed with oil. And Leviticus 7:15, sacrifice of peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten. Leviticus 22:29, you sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord. A lot of ideas of sacrifices and offerings to God. And why did the Israelites do this? And why is confession and praise? It's commanded of them. I think it's because it visually represents, when you give an offering, you have a visual representation of a symbol of acknowledgement of sin. You are literally placing something on the altar down, and you can smell it and touch it and everything, and you can see it, and you're saying, I'm giving this to you, God, and I'm turning to you because I can't, fix my own sin. It's an acknowledgement of that. It's making it routine within their law. It helps remind the Israelites that God is the creator. It reminds us of who we are in light of Him and our place as the created, and He is the creator. It's like a basic acknowledgement that everyone who's created by, designer, we should make it. It's natural. Then I moved on to the New Testament after looking at confession and praise in the Old Testament. And as most of you know, the New Testament was written in Greek, so the word that they used to, the original word that Thanksgiving is translated from is a different word, called eucharistia. It means an overall, gratitude, overall gratitude that's active, and an overall grateful language to God, an act of worship. They specify that. And you might think, okay, so is this different from the Old Testament then, when they kind of separately translate confession and praise and have their different words for it and things like that? But after Jesus, we confess Him and we praise Him after He died and He rose back to life for us. And then He bridged the gap between us and God. So all of this, the confession and the praise of Him, it comes together in His person at the cross, in the person of Jesus Christ. It all comes together there. So the usage of thanksgiving, although it uses a different word, eucharistia, it's still based upon the concepts of confession and praise, except now you're confessing Jesus Himself, because He is the one who bridged that gap. So that foundation still remains. And then afterward, I also found out that Paul, in Ephesians 5:4, he places thankfulness and thanksgiving as a complete opposite of sin. So that was very interesting. He says, let there be no filthiness, foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but let there be thanksgiving. So you can see the filthiness, the foolish talk, the crude joking, that's different sins that are laid out and listed there. And then afterward, he puts thankfulness there as a, like an exact opposite of it. So thankfulness is the opposite of sin, and it also replaces sin. Because in Colossians 2:6-9, it depicts being in faith as being in conjunction with thankfulness. It says in Colossians 2:6-7, therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, so faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Faith and thanksgiving are inexplicably connected. And then in Colossians 4:2, you see kind of like the same vein. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So prayer and thanksgiving, they go together. Walking with the Lord and giving thanks to him, that goes together. The whole idea of an overall gratitude of euharistia, it goes together with that. And then the Old Testament obviously commands giving thanks and praise and confessing in Leviticus. It's very obvious. But the New Testament also keeps that command. In 1 Timothy 2:1, it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So you're like, okay, the New Old Testament time, it has passed, but that command still continues. It's recommended in 1 Timothy. And we have to do it even more because we have Jesus now and we have direct pathway to talk to God directly. So it even commands of that even more. We have to constantly give thanks, it says. So like the Israelites, who they did like the rituals and the confessions and the prayers. Now we get to talk with God directly when we pray, and to remind us that we are his creation and that he is the creator. And for those of us who have a relationship and walk with him, we are also reminded that we are sons and daughters of God. It reminds us of, one, who he is, two, what he did, three, who we are in light of him, and then, because if we realize all that, it moves us to worship him and be in awe with him even more. And when we do that, and when we're in awe of him, we can't help but do what he wants. So that moves us toward holiness and away from sin. It sanctifies us, and it's crucial to maintaining our relationship with him. So when we look at, overall, when we look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see, I think we would see three things about thanksgiving just by looking at the translation of the word. Number one, thanksgiving is essentially tied to confession and to praise. And confession is acknowledging that we aren't God, he is the standard, and that we have to serve the Creator, not the other way around. And that what's more, we have fallen short of his standard. So that's Romans 3:22-24. We have to understand how deep our sin is in our confession and turn to God because we can't fix it ourselves. And then when we internalize this, then naturally praise will result because it will be the outward expression of like an inward sort of acknowledgement that we already made with him. And then number two, we can see that in the New Testament, thanksgiving is the opposite of sin and it replaces it. And then because the thanksgiving starts with confession and then leads to praise, not confessing and trying to conceal and hide what we did wrong from God, even though he knows everything. That's the opposite of Thanksgiving. Number three, Thanksgiving is crucial. Giving thanks is crucial in the constant working out our salvation and walking with God in relationship. It helps us to bring us back to recognize who He is, our identity in Him, and that we are indebted to Him, from something as basic as taking your next breath to all the way to how He redeemed us from darkness and from sin and from hopelessness. All of that and in between. And then thinking of that, that is all what moves us to worship Him more. And when we know our identity and we know our purpose and who made us, we're able to fulfill that purpose and we are at peace. So I was thinking about that and reading the first part of St. Augustine's Confessions. And there's a really famous line in there that we all know. But what's interesting is what leads up to it, I think, that's not as read as often. And he talks about praise in there. And it's no wonder why he talks about praise. Because confession precedes praise. And that all sums up in giving thanks. Let me read the first part of it. Of his first book. He says, St. Augustine writes, "Can any praise be worthy of the Lord's majesty? How magnificent His strength, how inscrutable His wisdom. Man is one of Your creatures, Lord, and his instinct is to praise You. He bears about Him the mark of death, the sign of His own sin to remind Him that You thwart the proud. But still, since He is a part of Your creation, He wishes to praise You. The thought of You stirs Him so deeply, He cannot be content unless He praises You, because You made us for Yourself, and our hearts find no peace until they rest in Thee." So our purpose is to praise God and to give thanks to Him. And when we don't do that, we feel really dissatisfied, because as creatures who are finite, our natural instinct, it's supposed to be natural to praise the Creator. That's what we were designed for. If we don't fulfill it, then we feel empty and with no purpose in life. And then, of course, we can think about all this and talk about all this, and acknowledge all this in our heads. But the question is, if we actually believe it, and do we act by it in life? Do we live by it? If you recall, in Luke 17:11-19, there were 10 lepers who came to Jesus when He was in Samaria. And He healed all of them, told them to go to the priest and be cleansed. And then afterward, only one came back and said, "Thank You, Lord, for doing that for me." He gave thanks. And then, are we going to be like that one leper who came back and gave thanks this Thanksgiving? Or are we going to be like the other nine? A lot of us forget to look at the inward person and express thanks. But do we have that inward confession inside, and that leads to praise, I think. So I think this Thanksgiving, let's like challenge each other to consider that, to think about what it means to give thanks, to confess things to God, to praise Him for what He did for us, and most importantly, to see ourselves in light of Him.
Thank you, Abby. That's more Greek than I know.